Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Sam Dykstra joins us here on Gwen and Chris MILB. How are you doing, Sam? Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Want to talk a little bit about the Padres farm system. It's been a farm system that has had a lot of talent. Some of that talent's been used to acquire more talent, big league talent. And one of the questions I think a lot of San Diegans have who may not be able to study this this minor league system the way you have, Sam, is where are they sitting now? We know about the DeVrieses, we know about the Salazes. Is there any other guys in this organization that we should be paying attention to?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a very top-heavy system right now because of those trades that they've made and the graduation that they also had. I mean, I think if anybody asked you 2 years ago, would Jackson Merrill be a fully-fledged graduated major leaguer come 2025, I think he would have been surprised. But they've been aggressive with the guys they really like and for good reason. And what that's left this farm system with is those two guys up top. And then you look at, you know, the rest of the group, it kind of comes from last year's draft. I would say that next tier, the Cash Mayfield, who they took 25th overall last year, Boston Bateman, two high school left-handed throwers out of high school, Cobb Hightower, who I continue to hear good things about, was their third-round pick, 88th overall last year, a shortstop out of a North Carolina high school. So it's guys who are further away, haven't really proven themselves at all yet in pro ball, but they have some ceiling. This year could be the time when people start to catch on more and more to that group.
Hey, Sam, Greg Camarillo here. Now, I come from a football background, and so I take my football mentality and try to apply it to baseball, and that doesn't always work. But in football, every offseason you find a guy that you haven't heard of that shows up and can suddenly make that jump to playing on game day. In the baseball world, particularly with the Padres, are you seeing anyone that we haven't had eyes on before that you think might be able to start making some noise?
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know, go back to one of the guys I just said was Cobb Hightower, the 2024 third rounder. Some of the things I've been hearing about what he was doing in the Bridge League, which is, it's not really a minor league. It's kind of extended after the year, just try to get some of these young guys at bats or innings that they may have missed, but they're too young for the Arizona Fall League. He participated in that, apparently tore the cover off the ball, showed a really good fast swing from the right side, can play a capable shortstop for now. He might have to move to second base, but he's that type of athlete that you want playing up the middle if you can keep him there. And I think he's about to start this year right behind Leo Dallas DeVries in that pecking order at Lake Elsinore, with DeVries moving to Fort Wayne. And I think once he gets in front of scouts again and starts to show what he was showing late last fall, I think he could climb quickly, not only up these ranks, but maybe even be like a top 100 prospect by the time we're talking this time next year.
Let's talk a little bit about DeVries. I got a chance to see him up close and personal a couple of days ago. He is built, in my mind, a lot like Fernando Tatis Jr. Same kind of wiry frame. I have yet to see him get a chance to see him on the field. What is it that has everybody buzzing about a guy like DeVries?
Yeah, DeVries is basically the full package at just 18 years old. He only turned 18 in October. He's a switch hitter, pretty good from both sides, good bat speed, good power. Like you said, he's still young, still developing, so he could grow into more power like Tatis did as a young pro ball player. He's fast. We got plus run times on him, pretty good arm strength, but also he can play both shortstop and second base, kind of like what I was saying with Hightower. I saw him a little bit at second base in the fall league. The only reason they did that was because there was another really good shortstop on that roster in Colt Emerson. I fully expect him to play short moving forward. He has a basketball background. He was a point guard, which kind of makes sense, I guess, for a guy 6 foot, but he can move really well laterally. Once he adds that power, I think we're going to really see something. And we saw it down the stretch before he had a shoulder injury. He really adjusted to the Cal League really well, despite being everywhere he played the youngest guy on the field.
Sam, when a young guy goes out there and he makes that big jump, what could be the benefit and what could be the detriment? You know, what do you want to see from a young guy that makes that jump to the bigs and gets out there? But then what could we be looking for that could say, you know what, this isn't working?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about this is so many of these kids, no matter whether they're signed out of the Dominican Republic or, you know, signed like Cobb Hightower out of North Carolina, anywhere in the States, sometimes they come to the pros and it's the first time they've ever failed. Like, they are used to hitting 500 back home against much lesser arms or pitching, you know, near perfect games every time. It's how do you handle that adversity? And the Padres have been really good to this point at challenging the guys they know are supremely talented, like Jackson Merrill. You know, he played double-A ball before that, skipped over triple-A completely, and left the industry kind of scratching their heads, being like, why are they not only pushing this guy to the major leagues, but also switching him to center field? And we saw him grow into that role, right? The really, really good ones take their lumps early, but then adjust as the time goes on. We saw Leo Dallas DeVries do that last year. Now we have questions about that with Ethan Salas, right? He was not very good for the first three quarters of the year, really, with high-A Fort Wayne, but he made those adjustments late. He was working with the major league hitting coaches in San Diego, maybe getting a little bit taller in the box, using his height to his advantage. And he was better towards the end of the year. And then he looked pretty solid when I saw him in the AFL. So the ones who don't make that adjustment, you can tell, you know, over a half season, over a full season. And those are the guys who fall behind. But the really, really good ones, like the Salases, like the DeVries, like the Merrills, they figure it out over time. They show that aptitude and that real desire to learn.
Yeah, Sam, I find that super interesting. Thank you for that insight, because these guys, I mean, they've been supremely talented since they ever first picked up a bat, picked up a glove, and this could be the first time that they've really struggled. How do you help a player through that? What does a team do to help a player survive that adversity?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's explaining that everybody in the game has been through this before, as you well know, Tony. Like, everybody struggles at some point. You can point to the amount of guys who have come up to the major leagues for a time and struggled. Bobby Witt Jr., for example, you know, a few years ago was looking really rough. Adley Rutschman was looking really rough. Julio Rodriguez. Now those guys are superstars. And if you have that capability, you can do that too. It's just, you have to be willing to grind through it. And I think today with technology, right, it's so much easier to show these guys, hey, you went 0-for-4 today, but you hit the ball 105 miles an hour four times. That's going to work. Keep doing that. Don't worry about it tonight. Like, that'll turn itself around really quickly. I think there are more ways to show guys that they maybe aren't struggling than just relying on batting average and RBIs.
Sam Dykstra joins us here on Gwen and Chris MILB. And Sam, Tirso Ernelas is a guy that I think San Diegans are hearing a little more about. Left field spot open. You heard that he may be a possibility here. What can you tell us a little bit about Tirso?
Yeah, Terso's somebody who the power was starting to come together last year at AAA El Paso, 23 home runs. He's going to mostly be a corner guy, so he kind of fits that left field profile pretty well. It's just, you know, El Paso is a pretty easy place to hit. The Pacific Coast League in general is a pretty easy place to hit. And especially now at AAA, with the automated strike zone, depending on, you know, what half of the year you were using it last year. In the second half, they were relying on challenges, but it did shrink the zone a little bit more, made it more well-known to hitters. So AAA became a little bit more of a hitter-friendly league. But it was great to see him take advantage of that, right? Like, it's one thing to get that advantage. It's how do you use it? And he seemed to do that pretty well, allowing the power to play. I don't think he's going to be a 20-plus homer guy moving forward. I do think he profiles more as a fourth outfield type who can provide a little bit of left-handed pop off the bench. He's not, you know, the most athletic guy. He's going to be below average run times, and he's roughly a below average fielder. But having that pop, having a decent eye at the plate, he can maybe fill that gap in left field for the Padres right now. He's going to be 25 on opening day, so he's on the older side for a prospect. It's kind of the time that he needs to start proving that this can play in the show.
Sam, last one from us here before we let you get out of here. We've seemingly covered a lot of ground on position players. Is that as a result of some of these trades that the Padres may not have any of those arms that not necessarily are going to be up this year, but are there any arms that we should be starting to look towards that can be that next big arm that this organization has?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to take the long view, I do think Cash Mayfield, he is that next guy outside the top 100 for us in the Padres system. It's a really good fastball, a pretty good curveball, plus changeup, above average control, 6'4" left-hander. I mean, he's got all the ingredients there. It's just how is he going to put them together over 80, 90, maybe even 100 innings this year in his first full season. We'll see how that comes along. But I think he has the possibility to be the next big arm in the system. But if you're looking at somebody who I think could impact the Major League roster this year, I think it's Braden Nett, who touched AA at the tail end last year. He's going to be 23 in June, so he's still on the younger side. Really good fastball, really good slider. If he can just stay out there more consistently, that's stuff that San Diego is more than willing to push pretty quickly and potentially help out of the bullpen. I think they want him to be a starter. It's still relatively early days in his career, but if everything comes together, I think Braden Nett could be a very quick climber.
Sam, great stuff, man. We appreciate you coming on, spending some time with us. We'll check in again, hopefully, sometime during spring training.
Yeah, thanks so much for this, Tony. And I just got to say, this has been a real joy for me as somebody who saw you back in the Cape League a while back. I remember standing outside the dugout waiting for your autograph.
That's cool.
For us to cross paths like this again is really neat. Thanks so much for having me.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Sam. Sam Dykstra, MILB.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.